Bill Ziegler was born on the farm that his great-grandfather established in 1865. Today, he still lives on the family farm in Summer Township, north of Urbana. And from his window, he can look out at land where the Olympian Drive extension would come through. And he doesn't relish the prospect.
Well, it would change the whole landscape here of the wildlife that we have and just the rich prairie soils that we're so blessed with through this part of the country. Once you lay concrete over them, it can never be replaced or taken back.
The long-standing plan for Olympian Drive is to extend it from its eastern stopping point in Champaign out to U.S. Route 45 north of Urbana. $16 million of the project's $27 million cost would pay for a new bridge over the Canadian National Tracks. To avoid the Champaign rail yard and other hazards, Olympian Drive would go north and cut through farmland, not just Bill Ziegler's, but also some land that Wes Jarrell and Leslie Cooperbrand rent to grow alfalfa for their goats. Goats are the most prominent feature of Prairie Fruits Farm, which also features fruit trees, chickens, a cheese-making operation, and elaborate dinners served outdoors featuring locally grown foods. Cooperbrand was playing midwife to a goat that had just given birth, as she argued for the value of her farm, which employs 5 to 12 workers depending on the season.
We are a viable business, and we believe that these kinds of businesses could thrive in this area, and why this can't be viewed as economic development, maybe not on the scale of large industry, but it certainly is economic development.
But Urbana Mayor Laurel Pressing says the handful of jobs at Prairie Fruits Farm doesn't come close to what Olympian Drive could attract, an estimated 2,400 jobs created by light industrial and office development. Pressing says employers seeking easy access to I-57 and U.S. Route 45 would build along the extension in territory that could be annexed to Urbana.
Because roads are essential to development. If you don't have the road, there's no place for people to locate. They normally would locate when the road is there or when it's imminently planned.
Cameron Moore, the CEO of the Champaign County Regional Planning Commission, says light industrial development just north of Urbana is part of a long-range plan that's been in place for several years. But he says development is a gradual process, and it may take up to 20 years for the area around an Olympian Drive extension to be fully developed. In the meantime, Moore says the new road won't force farms to go away.
There's no doubt that having a road go through a farm makes it a little bit less efficient to farm, and it takes some land out of production. But if I've got 500 acres and somebody puts a road through the middle of it, I can farm 250 on one side, 250 on the other side. It doesn't stop me from farming.
And some farmers in the Olympian Drive extension area have spoken up in favor of the new road, including Bob Lakey, who addressed the Champaign County Board last month.
So as a farmer myself, I guess I should be opposed to it, but I'm not. I guess I'm understanding enough to realize that development is very important in our livelihood.
But Leslie Cooperbrand says those making the Roads for Development case don't understand that farms like hers are valuable development too. She says the potential impact of many small farms like hers, focusing primarily on local sales, can have a bigger economic impact on the local area than farms that sell to national and global markets. Meanwhile, opponents of the Olympian Drive extension say there's less likelihood that the road will attract much development at all, due in part to the shaky economy. The same shaky economy that supporters say makes extending Olympian Drive so important. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.